Joey Savacci, man, hey, really good day. I know that you didn't want to fall there in that last turn, but your speed qualifying, first moto, I mean, you got to take away a positive day.
Yeah, it's hard for me to do that.
I know, because you're you.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, honestly, like, the biggest question mark I had coming into this, and that's something that, you know, we talked about as a team, Zach, myself, my trainer Ryan, like, my biggest concern was coming here and there being a gap that I can't bridge, you know, like these guys being way faster than me and not being able to bridge that gap. And so I was glad to kind of get that out of the way. The speed was good. I mean, honestly, for me today, like coming here, I would say that in golf terms, par would have been fifth. Okay, you know, okay. If I could have came out of here with a fifth, that was right on target for what the goal was. I mean, obviously I want to win, but I don't ride here much. I haven't raced here ever.
Raced the 250F for years.
And I also haven't raced this track.
Okay. No, you would have. We 2011, 2013-ish, something? No.
No. I don't think I did practice here on the JGR bike, but then I don't think I ever raced it. And then I wasn't in 22 when I had the fill-in ride. They didn't let me race the first round. So, yeah, I mean, again, this is a place that maybe isn't my best. Yeah. And, you know, it was kind of hard to pass, to be honest. It's just like they till it and it's so wet and you funnel into that one line and then everything outside of that, it's not as good. So like I said, it was speed was good. I just need to get off the gate. So I'll go home and work on starts. And you know, I do believe that if I could have got off the gate a little bit better both motos, like I do think podium was possible today. First moto, like, yeah, fifth wasn't my best ride by any means, but we were there. So yeah, like I said, the biggest thing for me was speed, and I know my speed is there, and I just gotta try to get off the gate a little bit better. It's hard to give those guys an advantage like that and overcome it.
One of the things you just can't replicate racing, no matter how much you practice and everything else. Did that catch you off guard a little bit, the pace or the roughness of the track or anything?
I don't know. It's not necessarily a roughness thing. It's just so edgy, you know. Like, this place is so different. And then, you know, for me, I don't know if everyone else did, but I ran a paddle. So it's like I want to get off the gate, but then you sacrifice it everywhere else, you know. So, yeah, I mean, maybe a little bit. It's definitely a little chaotic. I think the one thing that you forget about the little bikes is they just send it, you know, which is fine. It's just, yeah, the pace early on was hard.
That's something that I was saying to Zacho. I'm concerned about a 450 guy going down. A lot of times you guys are not used to that mentality of these kids, and it's happened time and time again.
Yeah, and that's something that, honestly, it just, I think I'll be fine. Like, I'm pretty confident by, you know, by next weekend and going into Colorado. Like, I can send it when I need to, but it just, with it being so wet here, like, this is one of the worst ones for first moto or first couple laps because it's dry, right? So that they have to water it, and it's just a grease ball, and when you don't get a good start, you're fighting for position and trying to, you know, kind of funnel in places. So yeah, I mean, like I said, if I could have left here top five, that was the goal. You know, I do have a race by race par per se. Yeah. And so yeah, coming here, you know, fifth was the goal. And
yeah, but you weren't even, I don't think that was your fault, the crash. So I think I'm still going to give you a par.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I would give myself maybe a B in that first one. Didn't ride great, but again, it was what I wanted to do. Come here, get the gate drops, put myself in position, collect points, move on, and then as we start going east, where I think I'll be more comfortable, go next weekend, and I like Hangtown, I like Colorado, I like High Point, you know, start kind of getting the ball rolling. I know I'm down a little bit more than I wanted to be today, but again, like, the biggest concern I had was speed, and just because, like, dude, these kids, I could say kids, these kids are good, you know. So I was happy, you know. Like I said, I obviously as a racer want more, but I also understand that it's been a while since I've had a gate drop. And yeah, I've had the advantage of riding outdoor, but it's just totally different when the gate drops and there's a lot of people around.
Well, you haven't raced for 4 years or 5 years or whatever. What do you want to work on your bike? Anything you want to change? Anything like you came into here and you're like, yeah, and then wanted to work on?
I mean, I'm gonna be honest, no, like, for me, I don't think my bike really was a hindrance today. Like, my results were what they were, and that was, in my opinion, mainly because of my starts. I did get kind of held up behind Chance a little bit in the first one. I think if I could have got around him, I could have made a run at Vial and maybe got third. But again, you know, when you do two qualifying sessions and everyone funnels into one line, like, you start moving and it's hard to make up time.
Slow.
It's slow. So I tried quite a bit to pass Chance, and it just wasn't working. And tried at the end again, but like I said, I'm happy with it.
Cool. Good job, man. Yeah, I think it was impressive. And by the way, I think you got lit kit today when you had the gear and the bike and everything. And you got lit kit. Yeah.
That's kind of a lot coming from you. So.
Thanks, Joe.
Yeah, thanks.